The mother of believers, Sayyidatuna Umme Salama radiyallahu ta'ala anha, stated that during the last illness of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, he sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam would say, "Keep offering salah regularly and take care of your slaves." Commenting on the above hadith, Allama Maulana Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahimahullahu ta'ala has stated, "Keep offering salah regularly and protect it. Do not abandon it until your dying breath." This shows that salah is a very vitally important obligation, as the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam especially made a will about it. Fortunate children strictly fulfill the will of their parents, and a fortunate ummati is the one who strictly abides by the will of Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. Dear Islamic brothers, as salah is a solution to problems, it is also a cure for diseases. Even physicians have admitted that the person who performs wudu very rarely suffers from any neurological diseases. The person who offers salah often remains safe from insanity and spleen-related diseases. The body parts of the person who makes wudu for offering salah are washed many times in a day. Moreover, the person who offers salah also keeps their clothes clean. Therefore, he remains safe from filth and impurities. It is obvious that filth is the root cause of many diseases.